We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Samach Chesam Abayis, and we are holding already halfway down the Amid. We're on the fifth wide line, more at the beginning of a line. After they got the Shamir ready, Ashbadai told Shlomo Melech that Sarayam has it, and Sarayam said the Tanagel has it, and they got it, they have it. So now, Bino wanted to find out the different anhagos that the Shade did, wanted to know pshat in that. Omer Bino, my time, what's pshat? Where you saw the blind person, did you put him back on the right road? You moved him to the right road. Amalei machrizah labrakia the tzadigamahu. You know, usually the derech is that a shade is mazik. So why are you doing favors for people? So he said that the machrizah labrakia is a tzadigamur. This person, this blind person, no matter avle nichan avshay, whoever does something good for him, zoch lam dasi with zoicha for el mabo. So then he asked him, so my time because he's a rabbi, the katalya borucha. Why do you see when this drunk person was lost? Why I seek lorucha? Why do you give him directions? Why do you put him in the right way? He's not a tzaddik. So why do it for him? He's chara rasha. On Malay, machuz overkia the rasha gamahu. For avle nichan avshay, and I gave him his samahana here. Keich lechli alama. He should eat up his schar in this world. So he asked him the third anhaga. My time kachazis alhu chedvasa. Why when he saw that chasana, when he was so happy, why did he cry? Bechis, why did he cry? On Malay, because he knows that boyi meimis gaver goy tlos yemin. This lady's husband's going to die within 30 days, and the law is if you die without children, then she needs chalitza. The problem is that his brother is a baby, and he's have to wait 13 years because a katan cannot do chalitza. She's going to be aguna for 13 years. That's what he's crying. They're having a simcha now, but in 30 days it'll be tzaras. He's going to die, and she's going to be aguna for 13 years. My time why are we laughing when the guy went over to the shoemaker and said, I need shoes for 7 years? He doesn't have 7 days to live. He needs for 7 years shoes. He's planning so much ahead. He's not living another 7 days. And my time, why when he saw his fortune teller, did he laugh? When he was being kaisim with his kishuv, you were laughing. The guy is sitting on a treasure of a malka. He's sitting on $4 billion, and he's telling people how to make panasa. Why doesn't he use his kaisim to see what's under him? This is a very typical thing. They don't know what's right under them, and they're already giving people H's. Because that's why he left. Tarche Gabai. Lamaisa, Ashwadai stayed there for 7 years until he finished the building of Beis HaMikdash. I had to buy in the Beis HaMikdash. Totally finished the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Echad, after that, have a call, Chaylichu Day, he was asked, I was sitting himself with Shlomo HaMelech. Omalei, so Shlomo HaMelech asked him, and says, Ksiv says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Balak, Ki Soy HaFois Re'im Loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power over the, has power from the Soy HaFois Re'im Loy. What are they? What are these things? Ramrinon, Ki Soy HaFois Emelech HaSharetz. Re'im Elu HaShedim. How are you better than us? Like you're a category by yourself. We understand how they're different than us. But how are you in a different category? Amalei, right now I'm locked up. I can't show you. But Shekol Shiltaminoi, take off this chain off my neck. V'havli is kesach, and give me your signet ring with Hashem Hashem, because that also was protecting Shlomo HaMelech. V'achmilach, and I'll show you my power. I'll show you my power. So Shlomo HaMelech, for some reason, listened to this. I guess he really wanted to know the power of the... He wanted to pshat in the pasuk. It's part of Torah. He wanted to know what's the koyach of the Shadim. Shakli l'shashilta minei. He took off the chain off the Ashbadai's neck. V'yav le'iskasa. And he gave him the signet ring. What does Ashbadai do? Balei. Ashbadai swallowed up Shlomo HaMelech. Oysvil chad gape ba'arakia. He put one wing on in the sky. Lechad gape ba'arak, the other wing on the ground. And paske arameyaz parsi. He threw Shlomo HaMelech 400 parsi. Like the Mashal explains, I think it's the Mashal, that the Eretz Yisrael is 400 parsi by 400 parsi. So he threw him out of Eretz Yisrael. And Shlomo HaMelech now was out of Eretz Yisrael. He was dethroned. He was not a king anymore because Ashbadai took over. Allahish shayt omash Shlomo. What is the gain of all the work? Shlomo HaMelech did all this work. He's king. He built up a whole entire empire. He built the Beis HaMikdash. And still, right now, he's nothing. V'zeh hoi chalke mekol ha'moli. He said, this is all I had left, more my moli. What I had left? My v'zeh? Mechalikus. Rav Shmuel, charam ha'makloi, all he had left was a stick. V'charam ha'gundoi. And the other man says, it was his gundoi. What's gundoi? Some say it means levush, his clothing. He still has levush malchus. Or, another pshat in Rashi is, that it means his makedah shal cheres lushtus mayim. He had a little jug to drink water. That's all he had left. He was going door to door collecting food, collecting money. He had nothing. Everywhere he went, he said, "Omar, ani kehelas hayisi melech al Yisrael b'Yerushalayim." It's like he knocks on the door and he asks, "Who are you? You never you sure?" He says, "Yeah, I used to be the king of Gan's Klal Yisrael." The only mom's laughed at his story. His mom's mishigah. Kimata gabei Sanhedrin. When he came to the Sanhedrin, Amru Rabbanon, the Dayanim said, Mechti, Shaita b'chad ha'milus lo yisarach. When someone does Shaita, he doesn't stick with the same exact story. That's so consistent. He's always saying the same story. So it must be something, not something here. May hai, Amru le lebino, kaboy lecha malkul gabay, did the king ever ask you if you, you know, recently? Amru loy? No, I haven't been with the king for a while. Shalcha le malkul said, they called the queen. Kasi malkul gabay, did the king come to you for tashmish? Shochulah in, yes. Kasi, he did come. Shochulah who? So they asked her, Bitku Bekari, check his feet, because a shade has chicken feet. So Shochulah who? So she answered, Muki Kasi, he always comes with slippers or with socks. He can't see his feet. But he does some wonder things, some crazy things. What does he do? Because Tavalhu Benidu Zayu. He's Teveya them when they're in Nida. Because Tavalhu Namil Veshav Imai. And also, he's Teveya Batsheva, the mother. So Asuya L'Shloima, which is Shloima's mother. So they chap that this guy is not Shloima HaMelech. This fellow, something. This guy is an imposter. So Asuya L'Shloima, they called Shloima V'Havala Izkasa. They gave him a ring with Hashem's name on it. V'Shashalta D'Chokul Hashem. And a chain, says Hashem, Ki Ayil. And he went into the throne room to confront Ashvedai. Chazye, as I saw him, Parach, he flew away. He got scared off. But Philoch, he says, Eno Shlomo Melech got back his throne, Havale B'Susu Minei. He was still very scared. He was still scared of the Shadim of Ashvedai. Hainu Chsev says in the Pasuk, Hine Mitasu Shlomo Shlomo, Shishim Gebarim Savulam Gebar Yisrael, Kula, he had 60 Gebarim around him, the 60 strongest people around. Kul machuzi cherev, all holding swords. Malaim de mechama, they know how to do mechama. Ish charba yerechai. Each person has cherev on his yerechai. Mipachab leis, because he was scared of getting attacked by the shaydim. Rav Shmuel, the chalik Rav Shmuel, chanam melech behedid. Some say that he was once melech and then he became a hedid. He never recaptured his malchus, which means when he was a melech on everything. The yoinim, tachtoinim, the birds, the shaydim, everything. When he got back the Malchus, it wasn't the same anymore. He was always a hedyot, which means he wasn't the same level of Malchus. That's what a Mashal learns. If you look at Rashi, Melech Vahedyot, Rashi says, Melech Vahedyot, Yishloim, Melech Vahedyot, Zok the Mashal, Ke'im Malchus Rishon, Yishloim, Melech Al Yoinim. He was never Melech on the Yoinim anymore. The other man, the Yom, says, no, Melech Vahedyot, Melech, he did go back to the same strength. Zok the Gemara Vahedyot. Now we're going to a sugya, which we started a little bit before, about different refuahs, different healing that you could do for ailments. Different refuahs, different ways to heal different ailments. We know already that the Rishonim say that these days it does not work, and not only does it not work, you should not try it. Because if you try it, it doesn't work, you might be make fun of the Gemara, and therefore, since we don't know exactly how it works, we should not even try it. It's an issur to try it. But like upon him, we're going to learn all about different refuahs to different sicknesses. L'dama d'reisha, for headaches that come from high blood pressure, that's the dam. Lysa shervina, you should bring a shervina, which is a type of boxwood, ubina, which is a willow, v'asach dara, a fresh myrtle, v'zesa olive, v'chilfa, which is a poplar, a fruit from a poplar tree, v'chilfe de yama, which is cloves, v'yabla is a different type of herb, v'leshkalinu bahad yadadi, and burn them all together, cook them all together, and comes a good soup. Vilintol tlas mea kosi ahaygisa, pour 300 cups of this soup on one side of the head, haygis resha, tlas mea kosi haygis resha, and 300 cups on the other side of the head. Viloy, and if not, lacy vardachira, bring a white rose, the koye bechad dara, that only has leaves on one side, velishkale, and cook it up, vilintol shishim kosi ahaygisa, pour 60 cups on this side, the resha, on this side of the head, shishim kosi ahaygis resha, and 60 cups on the other side of the head. Litzali chasa, for a headache of a half a head, which some say means migraines. Leisi tanugula bara, take this wild chicken, velishle bezuza chiyura, shechta with a silver coin, ahugisa the kayavle, and let the dam of after shechita drip on the side of the head that hurts. When it's dar madomi, be very careful as it going to the eyes. Listen, my lady, it shouldn't blind the eyes. But if liab is ever the bava, hang this chicken on top of the doorway, and this way, every time you walk by, you'll bang into the chayal chayev bechinav chayev. Because we walk in, you'll hit it. You go out, you hit it. Always touch your head, and this way, that will be a heal for this migraine.